Oh my. Last week, I just finished up a hypnotherapy certification course, and I had all kinds of people in there who wanted to learn how to be top-notch, number one, top percent hypnotist. And one of the most powerful techniques I teach in the class is hypnotic age regression. Hypnotic age regression. And one of the things that most people don't understand, but you're going to understand, is whether or not hypnotic age regression is accurate. Let me just say what hypnotic age regression is. That's when you take someone who's in a deep state of hypnosis back into earlier times in their life where you can uncover the cause of the problem. In fact, you can go all the way back to the thing we call the initial sensitizing event. So, in this, I'm going to make a really good case for whether or not those experiences are historically accurate, or if they're just some made-up mumbo jumbo stuff. In this video, I'm going to give you information that will help you to understand hypnotic age regression, real age regression, better than 99% of the hypnotists out there, even if they've been in the hypnosis profession for a long, long time. Now, why should you learn hypnotic age regression? Because when you know how to do the most powerful hypnotic technique in the profession, you are going to be able to help clients when everybody else has failed. That's right, when everybody else has failed. And when you can do that, you know what happens? You feel so good, so satisfied in doing a good job, and your hypnosis practice grows and grows and grows. By the way, in case it's the first time you've been on my channel, I'm Cal Banyan. I'm a professional hypnotist, been in practice for, oh, in March, it'll be 30 years of full-time seeing clients, training other hypnotists, writing journal articles, books, and so on. I'm called quite often the expert or even authority on hypnotic age regression. All right, there are seven factors that have to be at the forefront to determine if hypnotic age regression is real or not. And what do we do if it's not real? Number one, they must be deep enough in hypnosis. You need to have stage four, five, or six. These are depths of somnambulism. This enables a person to touch, taste, sight, smell, hearing. Oh, that was kind of weird. That enables everyone to either touch, taste, smell, hear something that isn't actually happening, because the age regression is not actually happening. It is a replay of what's been held in their mind. So, number one, they must be deep enough. Number two, they must be revivifying. That means reliving the event as it's stored up in the mind. That's right. Maybe then the regression, they're smelling grandma, baked bread, or whatever it is. Then what it has to do is they have to be reliving it, not just remembering it. Real age regression is not just remembering, it is reliving. They'll be able to taste, touch, hear, smell, all those things in the regression. Another thing that's very, very important, number three, is that the hypnotist must not be leading the client in any way. When you're doing a true age regression, you must just be pulling the experience out of the person, not adding to it in any way. Not adding it anyway. For example, if you have them do something that they didn't do in the age regression, in the actual time when it happened, then what happens is when you get done, it is remembered as if they did that thing. So it's super important that you do no leading. If you do no leading, it greatly increases your ability to get out of their brain what's been stored in the subconscious mind. Next, when you have the client deep enough, you're not leading them. Another thing is that you want to go in your mind with the client as if you're with them. You want to talk to them as a child if they're a child. If they're excited, you want to reflect that back in your voice. You don't want to be talking to someone who's been regressed to 3, 4 years old as if you were talking to the adult aspect of the client. You want to be like this. Okay, five, what's happening now, five? Describe it to me. Ooh, what do you think about that, five? That congruence is very important to get them to actually replay what's in the subconscious mind. Next, and this is super important. What is being replayed is not necessarily historically accurate. That's right. Oh, I have so many people say, well, you know, everything that you ever experience is recorded in the subconscious mind, exactly as it happened. Wrong. This is just wrong. It's been shown in science over and over again that what we perceive is not necessarily historically true. And this has got to be way more true when you're working with a child. If a child is 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, they don't understand things to the level we do. And so what happens is they don't understand things. They fill in the blanks. Everything tends to be exaggerated. When you're a little child, everything is literally bigger and more scarier and all that kind of stuff. And so you need to understand this is absolutely a fact. What they are re-experiencing is not what actually happened. If you had a video camera, they're recording everything, it would not necessarily match that exactly because they're young, they're ignorant, they believe in stuff that doesn't exist. It's just everything in their life is bigger, scarier. And so what we're really trying to get them to do is reveal what is in their mind. And after all, it's not necessarily what happened that's having the negative effect on them that they're experiencing today that caused them to come in and see you. It's not. It's what they think happened, what they felt about what was happening. And so we want to dredge that up by having them relive it as accurately as possible according to their what's been recorded in the subconscious mind. We cannot know if that's exactly what happened. And here we go. This is the biggie. We don't care what actually happened. We're not doing forensic hypnosis where we're trying to uncover details of the crime. We're just trying to figure out what's in there, what beliefs, what emotions. And then here's the next one. Age regression is one big reality check. It's one big reality check. See, when we do an age regression, we've actually got two parts of our client working at once. One is the regressed aspect who now is re-experiencing an event when they were much, much younger. And in the background is grown up, the grown up aspect of themselves. And what we're going to do is we're going to check the beliefs, the feelings, the perceptions of the child against what grown up knows from hindsight. So you take the little one back, you find out what's happening. For example, maybe something happens and they think, oh, geez, there's something wrong with me. I'm so stupid. I'm never going to amount to anything. And then I can talk to grown up, who now is like 40, 50 years old, and I can say, let me ask you something about that little boy or girl you once were. Is there anything really wrong with her or him, or are they just pretty much a normal everyday kid who's experiencing some input that's just not right? Is that kid stupid? And grown-ups say, no, he's not stupid. Is that little kid lovable? I mean, if you had a little child like that in your life, could you love him or her? Yes. Okay. You know, some kids, when they're little, they go through events where they think, I'm going to die. I could say, be grown up. Obviously, you didn't die, right? And what we can do is we can have grown up go back and talk to that little child and clear up the misperceptions that are stuck in the little child's head that as a grown up grew up, they never were fully rejected until they could look back at it from the adult's point of view. And that changes everything. So let me go through my list. Number one, are they deep enough? They have to be in somnambulism. Is the client reliving it? Okay, if they're just remembering, that's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. Memory is coming from the adult. We want the child to report what's going on from the perspective of the child reliving it. You have to not be leading it, to be very careful not to be adding anything or give the instructions for the child to do something that the child didn't do when they actually went through the event. That will tarnish the whole thing. That can even put in what we call false memories. Okay. So you have to get what is recorded in the subconscious mind, because age regression is a reality check that gives us the opportunity to see the misperceptions, the erroneous fears of the child, and then have them checked with a superpower that every grown-up has, and that's, I call it hindsight. Boy, it was a problem with mom, was a problem with dad, or was there an evil stepbrother or something like that that was giving them a hard time, ruining their self-confidence, making them feel bad, inadequate? So we, the grown-up, with the coaching and help of the hypnotist, can give some realistic information based on reality from the hindsight of the adult and give it to the child. Next, we got to remember that what's coming out is not necessarily historically true, but it is what was recorded in the subconscious mind and that was affecting them. So, is the stuff uncovered in age regression necessarily historically true? No. There's the things we can do to, as accurately as possible, have the child reveal what it was thinking, what it was feeling, what it thought was going on. Then we can check that against the hindsight of the grown-up with the help of the hypnotist or hypnotherapist. Okay, got any questions? What do you think of age regression? Leave it in the comments. Got a question for me? Maybe I'll do a whole video on it. You want to get training with me? Go to BanyanHypnosisCareerTraining.com. You want to do sessions with me? That's easy. Go to hypnosiscenter.com. Let's see if there's anything else on my list. Oh, I got training coming up. My training schedule is always available on Banyan Hypnosis Career Training. I got one coming up April 19th to the 25th. More upcoming dates are on the website as I'm recording this. So there you go. I hope you like, subscribe, and maybe share this with someone who needs to be enlightened about age regression. That's it. Cal Banyan signing off.